course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends, Dave. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, I'm not doing too bad, just chilling, living the dream. A random prince came through the other day and had to cut off part of my foot, but otherwise I'm doing good.
Well, as it would happen.
As it
Because,
would.
was he kind of a dick? Because,
Just a little bit.
We're going to talk all about that in a little bit because we are reviewing the movie The Ugly Stepsister, which you can watch now on Shudder. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Before we get there, we have several things to talk about, including our weekly Creep Tapes talk. We are talking about Season 2, Episode 3, Mark. Ike, what did you think of this one?
Well, as always, every episode of the season has been great and has been a little bit different. This one is no different than that. I think the best way to describe this without spoilers is like Saw gone wrong. It was great. I quite enjoyed the little bit of a humorous twist to it. The unsuspecting victim who didn't quite know what was going on. I thought it was great. It was very creative, very inventive, and very, very different than season one for sure. I definitely feel like their season one was sort of like an obligatory rehashing of like what the Creep Tapes is about, and then season two is them really like spreading their wings and flying a little bit and getting a little their creative juices out there. So definitely a good one. I quite enjoyed this one.
Yeah, me too. I do. I agree. I feel like this season, like each episode, they're trying something a little different, but still within the realm of what's happening, and it's fun, and it makes me every episode makes me more excited to see what they do with the next one, and especially knowing that coming up, we have a Christmas episode coming up here soon, really makes me excited. So, so once again, the obligatory: if you're not watching the Creep Tapes, you really, really should. So go watch the movies. Go watch season one. They're all quick watches. Watches. You'll get through them very quick. They're very well worth it. Catch up and watch these because they are great. They are so fun, and I love them. I love them. So, did you watch anything else this week?
Yeah. Obviously, last week was Thanksgiving, so I guess now would be a good time to say I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and ate lots of food.
Mm-hmm.
So over the long weekend holiday type deal that I had, I was able to watch the first part of season 5 of Stranger Things.
Yep.
It was great. It honestly, this season dives I or at least gives a little bit more of that horror feeling to it. So I thought that was pretty great. I do wish that, and I mean, I guess I've said this before, but it kills me that they did this whole thing where they're releasing part of it now, part of it right before Christmas, and then the finale right around New Year's. And I just have to bitch about it one more time that I hate that they did that, because and the sole reason that they did that was because they didn't want people subscribing to Netflix for like 1 month to watch it and then not subscribing again. So they for sure are doing this for the full purpose of just getting money and being greedy. And I know it's the last season of Stranger Things and all that stuff, but like the fanfare in this case, I don't think is necessarily warranted. So I just think that they should have just released it all, given it's the last season, and just done away with it. But they've made it into this whole to do and everything else. So anyway, that's my last time, griping about that, at least for right now. But I did watch it. Good stuff. Otherwise, I'm still doing my Supernatural rewatch. And hey, if they want to remake it, call me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
And I'm right now on season 7. Just got to the part where we meet Charlie for the first time. So it's a great episode. I'm actually halfway through it.
Love Charlie.
Yes, it's fantastic. Great story arc.
I'm a huge Felicia Day fan.
It's funny, Felicia Day was like an internet star before she started acting and stuff. So I
Yes.
remember her from like the early 2000s, well, early 2010s, maybe late 2000s, doing like her YouTube thing. But then also she was in the YouTube Rewind for like 2010, I think, or something like that, right before she got on Supernatural. So
Everybody needs to
I'll...
go and watch The Guild.
Yes, that's a
That
good
was
one.
so good.
That was a web series, if I recall correctly, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
I
And
miss when they did web series.
yeah, there are rumblings that they're gonna do a little movie for The Guild and probably, straight to a streaming service, I'm sure. But I've heard some rumblings that that might happen.
That would be really cool. I think that it's worthy of a little something just to kind of give a little taste to it. I mean, I know that Felicia Day still acts and whatnot, so that'd be cool.
Yep. So let's see. So is that it then?
Yeah, that is it for me.
All right. We'll see. I watched the Stranger Things as well. The first part, very good. Enjoyed it. Have you heard that they are the finale, the one right before Christmas? They are actually going to show that in some theaters.
Yeah, I saw
And
that it was getting a little bit of a theatrical run.
yeah, and I do believe it is coming to one of our local theaters. So that would be very cool to see. Since it's kind of a movie length episode anyway, that would be pretty cool to see in a theater. So if it
Yeah, I
happens and it's
agree.
close, I definitely think I'd go watch that.
Yeah, I think I would too. I think that'd be worth it.
Yeah, and let's see, what else did I watch? I did watch the remake finally of Black Christmas. Not as bad as what I would have suspected. I mean, it was all right. It was pretty good in its own right. I'm so partial to the original that I was like I was dreading, but it was actually pretty good. Yeah, that one bad. And did I watch anything else? No, I think that's pretty much it, to my knowledge. Yeah, I think that's it so far. So, all right then. Well, with that all in the bag, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have some news, birthdays, and such. So stick around. Make sure you subscribe to listen to Their Screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number two in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news. And welcome back with the news. All right. We got ourselves basically a very Terrifier heavy news segment here today. There's only two things in the news, and they're both Terrifier related, so that's always a good time. First things first, the novelization for Terrifier 3 is now available. I think we talked about it a few times in the past, but novelizations are sort of a relic of a time past, but I'm glad they're kind of bringing it back. Terrifier specifically has a lot of gaps, I feel like, in terms of story and trying to get that whole concept written up. And not to say that they don't have a story, because they do, but I think one of the most common criticisms of the Terrifier series is that it's not very solid in their story. It's a little choppy at some points, so I think a novelization would actually do the Terrifier universe some good. I know they did a Terrifier 2 novelization. Did they do a Terrifier 1 novelization, though?
I don't believe so. I don't think there's been one for the first. So
Interesting.
the drives the completest semi mad.
I was gonna say that seems a little weird that they wouldn't just do all of it, but yeah, I mean, I would for sure buy this. In fact, it may be on my Amazon wish list. I'm not sure. I remember we talked about this a while ago, but it wasn't yet available, so I don't remember if I was able to add it or not. But yeah, I'd definitely read this for sure.
Yeah, it's out there now, and I think just so far just in the hardcover edition, I believe. But yeah, I would
Only way.
I definitely like to get this because I come from the era of the novelizations, and I'm very glad to see a lot of that happening, particularly with horror movies. It seems like we're getting quite a bit of that, and they're going back and even doing novelization like they did the Maniac Cop series. They did a novel new novelizations of that and stuff. So I dig that they're actually even going back into novelizations of some old stuff and all. So I'm definitely down with all that.
Yeah, absolutely. like I said, it's a little bit of a relic, but I think that it's a very worthwhile thing to do. I think it helps a lot of these series get a little more coverage, as it were. So, but very good. We'll hopefully get to check that out. Maybe my local library will get it. Probably not. But no, I kid. I'll
Know
definitely
who to
buy
talk
this.
to.
I do. I do. Kayla works at the library. Have her pull some strings. No, I'm kidding. But speaking of Terrifier, WWE star Rhea Ripley came out wearing an Art the Clown mask at Survivor Series, made by special effects master Jason Baker. This, of course, sparked a huge internet push for her to be included in the next film. And as far as I know, there was a TikTok or a TikTok, a tweet or an X or whatever the hell they call it, where Damian Leone all but confirmed that she was going to be in the film.
Yeah, there was like a tweet. Someone said something about starting the petition now or something, and Damian Leone said no need to or something like that. So yeah, I think it's happened. I don't see how it wouldn't happen. I really don't at this point, but that's so super exciting. And
Yeah, it really is.
it's pretty
I mean
cool.
that I feel like people have been clamoring for this ever since she started talking about it, or wearing merch or any of that. So I think it's
I
been, I
mean,
mean,
they have crossover shirts with Rhea Ripley and Terrifier now that are available, official release stuff. And so, come on, of course it's going to happen. Why would it not happen if, with all this? If WWE is sinking in this far, yeah, it's going to happen.
No, for sure. Yeah, I would say that the WWE knows how to make money, and they know if they let her be in that movie, she is gonna. I mean, she's over as it is. I mean, she. I would say she's the modern version of China. That, without getting too in the whole wrestling thing, I mean, she has the power, she has the look, and I mean, she's a fantastic wrestler. But I think that she's even got the extra charisma and everything else, and hopefully without the controversy and the getting screwed over part.
No, she's. I mean, she's such a cool person. She does. She goes out of her way for fans. There's all the time videos, right? I mean, there's videos of a video that has done the rounds of her walking through somewhere, and to go to whatever to a signing or whatever it was, go to her spot, and a little girl starts to run up, and a security guy stops her, and she's like kind of pushes him aside and lets her come over and stuff, and hugs her and. She's all the time doing stuff like that, right? She like calls out kids in the crowd that are dressed like her and have signs for her, just different stuff. She's very, very cool. She's very appreciative. And yeah, but she's a huge horror fan, particularly of Terrifier. So it was pretty cool. The mask looked pretty cool. It just worked for her, knowing that, I mean it worked. So yeah, it's exciting. We'll be very excited. She's totally said in the interview, all she wants, she didn't care. She didn't want a big part. She just wants to be in it and get killed by art. And she's like, what, isn't that what you want? Isn't that what if you dream of it, that's what you want, right? Just to have a cool kill scene. So, I don't think it'll be a major part, probably maybe even just like in the opening bit or who knows what. But, yeah, I think the inevitable, art killing Rhea Ripley scene is going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. But we will be waiting for that with bated breath.
He's
And
already killed Chris Jericho.
true.
So
Need to start a line here of killing a wrestler in every movie.
that's right. I got a
But
few.
good stuff.
I got a few in mind. If he wants to, just joking.
That's funny, but good stuff though. So we'll keep an eye out for that with Terrifier 4. I'm sure that'll be kept closely under wraps, her involvement officially until very much closer to time. So we'll keep an eye for that in the future, but for now we're going to jump to some upcoming birthdays. We got some good ones this week. December 4th, 1964, we have Tony Todd, of course, known for his roles in Candyman, Hatchet, and many, many more. Of course, Tony Todd, d recently departed a couple years ago, I believe. Tony Todd's one of those people, and especially after the Final Destination movie, Bloodlines. Actually, he passed away last year. My apologies. Especially the Final Destination Bloodlines. I mean, that was such a great little departing role for him. I know he had a couple other projects come out after, but that one to me is going to be sort of spiritually his last role for me, just because it's such a good role for him and a good send off, but also we'll celebrate his birthday as well in memoriam.
Right. What an icon. And I totally remember seeing him one time. It was at a Star Trek convention because he played a Klingon in Star Trek at one point. And he was there. And I remember just being there, right? Just mingling around or whatever, and just hearing his voice. And it just freaking me out and scaring me, just hearing that voice, thinking, holy shit, that's Candyman. And that voice just sent chills because of that role. So but such a, by all accounts, such a great guy. And yeah, it's, everybody's got to go at some point, but it's sad that he's no longer with us. But yeah, I'm glad he got to kind of film that one scene for the Final Destination, because it very much felt like him saying goodbye to the fans and getting to do that. And I don't know, I stand, will forever stand that he ad either ad-libbed or had a little input into that. And that it was him kind of knowing that the time was coming, and him saying goodbye. So, but I'm pretty sure, I think there's something, I don't know what it is. I think there's something coming out which is officially his last stuff he has filmed. I don't remember what it was, but I thought it was it. I thought that was done, but I think I heard there was some other movie, but I don't know. So who knows?
Yeah, looking at his IMDb, there's a couple of projects that show in post-production, so it's likely stuff that we're getting finished up and that he probably had a little role in.
That's all right. I would never pass an opportunity to see a little Tony Todd.
No, absolutely. But very good. Happy birthday,
He's very
Mr.
good in Hatchet
Todd.
too, and in
Yes, he
those
is.
movies. I really like him in those two.
No, absolutely. I mean, he really is good in just about everything he does. I can't
Yes.
think of anything he was in that
No.
I disliked, and
But he'll
he
forever
had.
be known as Candyman. I mean, how? I mean,
Oh yeah,
that's the role. I mean, come on. But
I mean he is literally the Candyman.
so good. Miss
But
you,
very good.
Tony.
But yes, we do miss Mr. Todd, and hopefully he's up there making many more greats,
The
looking down on us or something.
icon should be able to live forever.
True. They never do that. They never do.
No.
But
Thankfully, we just seem to get new icons, hopefully. They just
that's
hopefully.
what I was gonna say. They come up with new ones every year. I feel like
But
there's always talented people coming through.
that's right.
But speaking of talented people, we got a couple other birthdays. December 7, 1967, we have Danny Haswell, who played Dan in Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Dream Master, and of course, as well in Nightmare 5, Dream Child. I very briefly know this guy from that role. I don't really know him from anything else,
Me
but I'm sure
neither.
he's that other stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he has, but he'll forever be kind of the jock guy in this. That was a nice jock, not your typical 80s jock kind of guy. He was actually a cool jock, and he gets off the Dream Child, I think. I'm pretty sure. So, but yeah, he was good. Yeah, he was good in those roles. I couldn't name a single other movie he did. Not saying I haven't seen him in something else, but I see him in certain roles in certain movies that I've seen multiple times, and they kind of get pigeonholed in my head. So
No.
Danny will forever be Dan.
He will forever be Dan. Danny Danny.
Yeah, I always wonder when they play a character with the same name as them, but there's this part of me that always like, did they have difficulty playing with another name, or did it just, or how did that come up? Or are they just, it seems kind of odd to me sometimes when a person plays, I don't know. It's weird things I think of sometimes.
That is a good question. Like, did they specifically go for him because his name was Dan, or like, was it just like a coincidence,
Yeah, what came first? The character Dan that they had written, or the casting of Danny Hassel? Which one was first? And it was just like a coincidence. Like, oh, well, look at this. We cast a Dan as Dan. I don't know. Which came first?
We'll
I
have to ask
maybe. Yeah, we'll have to ask old Danny someday. I may be the only one that cares.
Well, either ask Danny or whoever directed Nightmare 4, which was Rennie Harlan, it looks like. So call him up and
Sure.
see how that went.
I'm sending him a text already.
Do it. Not good. If we had him on speed dial, we'd definitely have him on
That's right.
the
He'd already been there.
show. But very good. Happy birthday, Dan the man. And this is a very timely birthday, December 7th of 1976. The friend of the show, as I like to believe, Mark Duplass of the Creep franchise. I mean, I would say that Mark Duplass is probably one of the most underrated actors in horror. And just in general, I mean, he did such a good job. And there's a Netflix family or a Netflix show called like, no, Hulu. It was All American Family. It was him and the main character from Grey's Anatomy, Meredith Grey. I can't remember her actress's name, but they play. It's basically like a true crime type thing about like a real thing that happened, and it was really, really, really good. Definitely one of my favorite Hulu original type things that have come from there. And but he was in that and he was great. It was non-horror, but Mark Duplass is so great. I mean, love the creep stuff. And just like I said, underrated actor 100%.
Yeah, again, another guy. I don't care what he does. He could go on to be in the biggest movie of all time and win tons of awards, but he's still going to be the guy from the Creep movies to me. Yeah, that's just what he'll always be known as. So, yeah, and you know what? And I think that's a good thing. So, one of my favorite actors, and I know they have spoke of the end of the Creep franchise and that they have something in mind, but I just hope it goes on forever.
Yeah, I agree. I really hope that he continues to run with the creep stuff. I mean, it's super popular right now. We've gotten 2 seasons of the show. I definitely feel like a third season will be warranted by the time that this season is done. So now I'm just fingers crossed that translates over to at least one more creep movie.
My gut says my gut has always said there'll be 3 seasons and then they'll do the third movie and that'll be it. I don't know why. I've always felt that because I feel like that they're very keen on getting out before they lose any luster on it. So.
Absolutely. I agree. You have that selfish want for it to go on forever, but you don't want them to
That's
completely
right.
burn the hype behind it because so many horror franchises do that. So
That's right.
it
I'm like every other Fickle fan. It's like I want it to go on forever, but then if they keep going and make something bad, I'm like, why the hell didn't you stop while you were ahead? I'm like,
like, why the fuck did you keep going?
that's our Fickle fan prerogative.
Absolutely. But happy birthday, Mark. Hope you're doing good.
That's
Keep it
right.
going with the creep stuff.
That's
Love
right.
season two so far, if you're
That's right.
listening. But moving on to our last birthday, we have December 8th, 1966. Tyler Mane, known for, of course, his role as Michael Myers in Rob Zombie's Halloween 1 and 2. As well as a lot of other stuff, Tyler Mane's
I think he
done quite a
didn't.
bit.
Yeah, didn't he play Sabretooth in one of the Wolverine or one of the X-Men movies?
Yep, he played Sabretooth in the original X-Men series, which would have been the Bryan Singer trilogy. I think he was in all three, maybe at least two of them.
Those are
And
such
then
good
he was
movies.
also in Deadpool Wolverine as well.
Yeah, those are such good movies.
They are. Those were, I mean, without getting too far down it, I feel like the Bryan Singer X-Men movies really brought Marvel into the foreview of everything. Now, I think that Iron Man saved Marvel overall because it was such a good movie and launched the modern Marvel Cinematic Universe. But I think without like the really successful X movies from the early 2000s, we would not have the modern Marvel that we have now.
Well, yeah, and the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but those X-Men movies, man. I mean, the newer ones are good. Don't get me wrong. I like them. But I don't know. I feel like people don't talk about the original ones enough. I love them. I think they're great.
Absolutely. But this is not unfortunately a Marvel podcast, although we could
No,
do
no.
one. Right?
Tyler Mayne trying to get us sidetracked.
Way to go, Tyler. But no, Tyler Mane, here's the thing. I don't like Rob Zombie's Halloween,
No.
but Tyler Mane played a good older Michael. He
Sure.
played a very, very commanding and a very scary, large Michael Myers, which I feel like there's a lot of inconsistency with the actors who played Michael throughout the series, minus, of course, the more recent trilogy. I think that there's a lot of inconsistency on who plays the shape, and that is definitely a symptom of like movies, horror movies from that time period, minus like Candyman and Friday and Nightmare on Elm Street. Pretty much any mass killer it is always plagued with. It's played by 100 different actors who act in almost completely different ways. They look almost completely unsimilar to one another, like major height differences. I remember I watched the video that like the Michael Myers in the original trilogy and stuff, not trilogy, the real original series, like the six movies, he's played by like four different actors, and they all vary in height from like 5'8" to like 6'3", and you're like, who, like, I don't know. I don't like the inconsistency, so like, but when you look at like Tyler Mane, for instance, I feel like that's like the ideal. Like he's supposed to be kind of a big dude, you know?
Yeah, just, I mean, they weren't some of my favorite Friday the 13th movies, but Kane Hodder did such a good job in
Yeah.
multiple films. So, yeah, you know, like we said, we try to find some positives within the negative. Make chicken salad out of chicken shit and find the good stuff. So, yeah, you know, not a fan of the Rob Zombie Halloweens, but sure, Tyler Mane was great.
Yep, that's right. But all right, we'll get done through the birthdays now, and we're gonna rock on with some movie anniversaries, or as I like to call movie birthdays. Starting us off on December 4th, 2015, a very timely anniversary, Krampus, a horror movie from Christmas time. These are great. We'll probably encounter a lot of these in the coming weeks, but Krampus is a good one. It's a good modern horror movie from Christmas. I feel like we're definitely lacking in this day and age, but here in a couple weeks we should have Silent Night, Deadly Night remake with Rowan Campbell, which will be hopefully great. I'm excited for that.
Me too. But yeah, Krampus, I mean, you probably couldn't count the number of movies that have Krampus that are called Krampus or have Krampus in the title or whatever. But this one is I don't know, this has always been my go-to. I think it's very good. And it's got a great cast, and it does, you know, it's fun. Yeah, and like you said, it's probably one of the better modern holiday horror movies out there. So, but yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, absolutely. But what is it they call Krampusnacht? Merry Krampusnacht.
Yeah.
Don't be bad, or Krampus will literally kill you and your family.
Sorry.
but moving on to December 9th of 1983, not Christmas, but as Christ in the name, Christine. Yeah, Christine's great. It's Stephen
Oh.
King. Now, Dave used to have a van that was nicknamed Christine
That's
because of all the problems that it had. And man, this
right.
van, none of the doors worked except for the driver's side door. None of the windows rolled down.
Leaked
I
oil
mean,
and
leaked
smoke
oil into the
bomb.
manifold and was smoking up and stuff. Oh man, that was a fun van to ride in.
Despite all the problems, though, it just would never die.
Nope.
And so that's why it was called Christine. And I love Christine. God, it's such a good movie. So good. I hear they're supposedly doing a remake. I kind of hate that, but I don't think you can improve on this one. I think this is one of those, let's don't touch it. You know, some of you would like the Silent Night, Deadly Night. I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know, I see how you can bring that in the modern times and work with that. You know, you can do something with it, but like, what are you going to do with Christine? I mean, it's not the same. And I don't know. I unless they're just going to dig deeper, like they did with the It movies, you know, and add more to it, maybe, I guess, but I don't know. The original's so good. I love that movie. And but we'll see. But right now we're celebrating the original, so yay.
Yep, absolutely. And I swear to God, if they remake Christine and they make it a fucking like Tesla that gets possessed or some shit, I'm gonna literally scream until I die.
It's a, I mean, isn't that just kind of a documentary?
That's what
I
I was gonna
mean,
say. It's literally just a documentary of these cars not
just
having the forward collision detection.
catching on fire. I mean, that's what's the, we've seen that. Come on.
But
No,
anywho.
I think it's got to be a period piece.
It
You,
has to
it's
be.
it's got to be. You got to keep it the same. You can't change Christine. I mean, you just can't. You can't change what kind of car that is. It's not going to work. Cars today are fiberglass and computer chip stuff. They're not gonna, that's not the same. You just, well, I mean, what are you gonna do? Like a Megan Christine thing? No, come on. So if you do it, it's gotta be a period piece. It's gotta still be in that same time period or whatever it was. The, I don't know what it was. The early 60s? I don't know what it was. I don't
Yeah,
remember.
something like that. But no, 100%.
I
Gotta
mean,
be a period piece. If not, you could maybe make it like a 90s piece or something like that, but
yeah, I hope
no
not.
later.
I don't know. I just wish they wouldn't do it, but we'll see what happens. I open mind, open mind.
Open-minded, but we'll see. But all right, one more movie anniversary, and this one is Christmas related. We have December 9th, 2022. The Mean One. This is great. This is not technically a what do they call it? The Mickey Mouse and stuff. It is a public domain horror. This is technically not public domain horror because The Grinch is not technically public domain, but they still made the movie that they just did not call the guy the Grinch. They called him the Mean One.
That's right. They couldn't use the Grinch name.
So I think that this is public domain in spirit, but it is not technically public domain because the Grinch is not public domain. But
It's very
still a great
peculiar.
movie. Still a
It
good movie
is.
though.
Sure. Still fun. Still makes sense.
Yeah.
I
David Howard
mean,
Thornton, no less.
yeah, I mean, is the Grinch that's far of a stretch from horror? Nah, not really, but on a side note, too, real quick, circle back to Christine. Monica passing through overheard
Yeah.
and said if they use the Cybertruck, that you can't do that because the Cybertrucks are already evil. So you just can't, or that, you know, the Tesla, whatever they're called. Is that what they're called? Cybertrucks?
Yeah,
Whatever they are.
Cybertrucks.
What I don't know. No offense to anybody out there, but first of all, they're ugly anyway. But yeah, she said you just that can't get possessed because they're already evil. So all right, anyway. Mean one, yes, very good. I definitely foresee me doing a rewatch of that during this season. That and Krampus. I always watch Krampus, but I don't know if Mean One if I've watched it every year since it came out. Maybe, but yeah, I definitely think I'll probably give it a watch, rewatch.
Yeah, absolutely. This is definitely a good time to rewatch this and all the, Christmas horror, but no, this is definitely a good time to rewatch the Mean One.
That's right, definitely.
But very good. So that does it for those. We now have one upcoming release, which I'm very excited for. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is coming to theaters on December 5th and is described as anyone can survive 5 nights. This time, there will be no second chance. We will be reviewing this movie next episode. Now, everybody knows how much I love Five Nights at Freddy's. Last year, or the year before, whenever it came out, 2 years ago, 2023, Five Nights at Freddy's 1 came out. Now it's been 2 years. There's an end credit scene in that movie, and it's not really an end credit scene per se. It's like at the very end of the credits. It's like one of those talking toys that has like kind of like a robotic voice. It spells out, come find me.
Yes, right.
And I theorize, and I'm just going to throw it out there now because we're going to review it next week, so I won't have a chance to say this until then.
Okay.
I'm going to theorize that the come find me is Mike, the main character. Shit, what's his name? The guy from Hunger Games.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shoot,
I'd
Josh
love.
Hutcherson.
Yeah, there you go.
His character has a brother named Garrett who was kidnapped by the Matthew Lillard's character, which is William Afton. So Garrett was kidnapped by William Afton, and I think that he was the first like child to be murdered, and he was put into a creature or puppet called I think it's called the Marionette or like the puppet. But he's like the first. So, and the Marionette is confirmed to be in this new movie. It's like a security type system. But I think that it is reaching out to Mike and his sister to come find him. And that's going to be kind of what leads Mike to go to this new Five Nights at Freddy's, establishment. So, anywho, just wanted to throw that out there. That's my theory right now. I have other ones, but I'm very
Okay.
excited for this, as you can tell.
I will take your word on all of that because yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna really, I really need to rewatch the other, because I don't know shit from apple butter about any of this stuff. But
Well, I hope you don't eat shit instead of apple
definitely
butter.
not. But no, so yeah, I'll take your word for it. Sounds good.
Absolutely. No, it'll be good though. I think it'll be really good. I think this is going to be a pretty solid release for 2025, and this will likely make it to my top five when we get there towards the end of the year.
Not far.
No, not far. Literally here in a couple weeks, we're gonna be doing probably our
The
preview episode,
preview.
which, God willing, Silent Hill 2 will be coming out next year. It's like Return to Silent Hill. Because I'm pretty sure the last two preview years, I have said, "Oh, next year, Silent Hill, Return to Silent Hill. I'm so excited for it." And they kept fucking delaying it. So I think beginning of next year, they're like going to actually put it out. Well, knock on wood. There's a trailer out for it
I mean,
too.
yeah, there's
So,
trailers though. And as usual, we'll talk Scream and
of course.
but it looks like, well, I mean, we'll get to talk Crystal Lake and
Yeah.
I don't know
Crystal
what
Lake will be
else.
on there. There's gonna be a new Insidious movie coming out next year.
Yeah, plenty to talk about for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming out next year. It's gonna be a good
Hyping
year.
that up for here in a couple of weeks. That's yeah, it's
Yeah. And
2026 preview ought to be fun.
then right after that, 2025 top five, that's
That's
another
right.
big one
That's
too.
right. The review, those are always fun. And
But
that's always a chore to try to go back and think of everything.
it really is, because you forget how many movies you review, and I do feel like parts of this year were really dry.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of a struggle to be like, what were the big movies this year that really wowed us? But yeah, we'll get there. We're
And
not quite to the end of
we didn't get
the
some of those seal the deal kind of movies like a Terrifier 3 or whatever, you know.
No.
No Scream movie, none of those, no Saw movie, none of those huge ass franchises. There wasn't as much of that. So this will be an interesting year.
Yep.
I think we always have a streaming movie slip in there, usually for the most part, or at least get close. But it might be even a little more this year. Who knows? Could
Yeah.
be intriguing. I've not really even thought about it yet. It's weird. It didn't even feel like it's that close, but yeah, it's about here. So,
Yeah, I was actually talking to somebody the other day at my job. I was like, I feel like November just zoomed by, and I feel like December is going to zoom by, and it's going to be 2026 before we know it.
try.
But in any case, that does it for our news, birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. When we come back, we will have our official review of The Ugly Stepsister. So stick around.
Hey, Bruiser buddies. I want you to listen to Wrestling Nostalgia with Dave Dynasty. Every week, he has the roughest and toughest interviews in the podcast world today, with the best guests you could ask for. There's no bums on this show. Let Dave Dynasty be your podcasting tag team partner and listen to Wrestling Nostalgia while drinking beer, smoking cigars, and busting heads. Just look it up on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe today, because the Bruiser said so.
All right, and we're back here and listen to Screams. It is review time, and we are reviewing The Ugly Stepsister. I don't recall. Guess I did not look up what country this originated from. I forgot. I did watch the dub version. It is a body horror movie written and directed by Emily Blichfield, starring Lee Myron and Dial Torp and others. It did have a limited theatrical release on April 18th, grossing $174,930 on the opening weekend, which was good for number 18 domestically. So not too shabby there for a limited release. But the movie is now available to watch on Shudder. You can watch it in the original language, or you can watch the dub version. I will say, first of all, just to lead this off, the dub version was not bad. It's not one of those where it grossly did not match up and really was distracting. It was pretty smooth to watch. You didn't notice as much. So again, there's not much to say about this. This is a telling of kind of a take on the Cinderella story. Kind of, fairly parts of it fairly in line with some of the original story, especially towards the end. But obviously, a little more to it. But it's It's a body horror type. I'm not. I don't want to give away too much about why. There's some of it's already out there. If you look at the poster and stuff, maybe you can figure out, put some things together. But there is, some lots of ladies trying to win the affection of a prince, and some of them are doing some extreme things to try to get ready. And yeah, there's the some there are some kind of cringeworthy parts in this that are a little I don't know, I won't say tough to watch, but a little bit of kind of make you go oof with it. So but it's a very well-made movie. It has a good, good look. The acting's great in it. All the costuming and everything. Everything was great in it. And the concept and their take, again, I don't think they strayed too far. Really got too out of line with this. But it is good. And but there's nothing, I mean, it's nothing, super groundbreaking about it. It is that's a solid movie to watch. Very entertaining. Nothing really that I can say, super bad about it. It's a fun little watch. I don't know that it's one that I would seek out to rewatch, because I don't know. I think once you've seen it, you've seen it, and there's not much there to bring me back that I'd care, that I'd like, oh, I definitely would like to see that again. But it is what it is. It's not a bad little movie, a good movie. I think it'll perform well for Shudder. I think it's a good streaming movie. I am glad that they did the dubbed version, because I think that will serve well for them to have that up there. So yeah, it was a fun movie. I can't really complain about much, but I can't also, there's not I not much I can really sing the praises of. It's just kind of middle of the ground, no regrets watching it, but it's not like I'm sitting there saying, oh, I can't wait to see that again. So, Ike, what'd you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I watched the foreign language version, and I did peep part of the English dub. I didn't get to finish it though because I had some stuff I was working on. But so I have watched the movie in its full entirety in the original language, which was great. The English version was good too. I do think that that will help because I know that there are some people, not Dave or I. Dave and I are not adverse to watching foreign language films. In fact, some of my favorite like horror films are foreign language, but there are a lot of people who are adverse to watching it or are adverse to watching with subtitles. But like Dave and I were definitely like, hey, if it's foreign language, we'll give it a shot no matter what. But I think the dub will definitely help with the proliferation of the film because it will allow people of all different demographics and backgrounds to be able to comfortably watch it. But no, absolutely. I think this movie had just so many twists and turns. So basically the entire purpose of this, if you've never heard of like the original story of like Cinderella, that is essentially what this is kind of going based off of. Now, we're talking like the Brother Grimm story where like it's like all like fucked up and like really extreme body horror. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'm just going to say one word as to potentially the worst thing that I have possibly ever seen in a horror movie. And that one word is tapeworm.
Yes.
So I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to spoil anything. Watch it. Take your own look at it. But it was a fun movie. I think that the body horror aspect of it is what really drives home the just absolutely just disturbing nature of the film. Body horror is just so much fun because you can do so much with it. And to me, this is a very, in some ways, a very strong, hard look at like beauty standards. Even in that day and age, it still translates to modern day. A lot of unrealistic beauty standards are attained through essentially torture. And it's very timely, especially with a lot of the stuff that's going on right now with the whole Wicked thing. I'm not sure if you've seen that with I think it's Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Like they don't look very healthy right now. They look kind of sick, And there are some talks about like eating disorders, and obviously this is full speculation. I have no idea what's going on with him, but it's a very timely conversation about how people obtain unrealistic beauty standards, and that's what this movie really is about: trying to obtain the highest standard of beauty through any means necessary. And we get some pretty entertaining moments from that process. And while this probably won't end up in my top five for the year, this was definitely a very fun movie, and I'm very glad we got to review it and watch it, because I think we got a screener for it when it first came out in the foreign language, and then now it's on Shudder for everybody to enjoy in both the foreign language and also in English. So that's always a fun time. So overall, though, loved it. I have no major criticisms for it. It wasn't a very deep movie. It was very much a, hey, this is where we're going with this. It's very clear where we're going with this. Just follow us for the ride, basically.
And it's I think, well, one of the best parts is as you watch it, to me at least, when I watched it, your opinions on who the villain is change. It's like
100%.
it's like you're kind of jumping around a little bit, and it, on who it is. Also, I think the talk about the relevancy of these unreal beauty standards, and how ridiculous some of that is, and the lengths that people, particularly women, need to go to try to meet these this assholery view on what they should be. That it's always a relevant topic. It never goes away, and it's always been there. It's ridiculous. It's not the topic, but that it ex these standards exist and these expectations, especially when some of the, let's be frank, some of the men that say things and do things and express things are kind of gross looking in their own right. It's weird. It's such an oxymoron. And then also kind of another point is, with the movie is some of the wildest body horror, one part in particular, is really just kind of straight from the original Grimm story about Cinderella. Grimm thing. I mean, it's not fabricated for this movie. It was, whitewashed for the cartoon, as a lot was, with a lot of cartoons. But yeah, it's a fun movie, good movie, a good watch. I enjoyed it. Again, I don't know if it's one of those again that I will seek out to rewatch, immediately. But I could see down the road, if it popping up, thinking, oh yeah, I'll give it another try. I did like watching the dub version because I was really curious to see how that would look, how well, but how good a job, because I know there have been, instances where the dub is really bad, especially if you go back in time. But I think this does a good job. It doesn't really detract. You really don't, unless you're specifically honed in and looking for that, you don't really, I don't think, notice that it's a dub thing, that it's overdubbed. It's pretty fluid. So they did a good job with that. All right, so let's rate this thing. So, Ike, let's start with you. Out of five screams, what are you giving the ugly stepsister?
I am going to give it a very solid 3.5 out of 5. I do think that it was an above average movie. I don't think that it was quite a 4, but I do think that a 3.5 out of 5 is a pretty good way to look at this. It was, above that middle of the ground feeling. It was something that I enjoyed watching, and I would potentially rewatch. I do think Kayla would like this movie, so I think at some point I need to get her to watch it. Because she does enjoy sometimes horror that is not the standard scary tropes. So body horror and things like this could be maybe a little interesting. So, 3.5 out of 5, I think, is a nice, comfortable score for me.
And I again, I enjoyed it, but I think I'm gonna have to kind of just keep it right at a 3, just that middle of the ground. It was good. I enjoyed it. Not necessarily, what I seek out to watch. So maybe, that took away a little for me. But it is a fun movie. It is a good movie. It is a good, enjoyable watch. I don't, regret having watched it in any way. I don't have any major complaints. But I just think for me, it's just that middle of the ground. Standard old, 3 right down the middle. So, All right, there you have it. That is The Ugly Stepsister, which you can now watch on Shudder. And again, like we mentioned earlier, next episode, we are going to review Five Nights at Freddy's 2, which is coming to theaters. Before we get out of here, we'd like to say thank you to the wives and all of you listeners and followers for all of your support in everything that we do. The dog's going crazy because I think somebody came to the door. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. But thank you to everyone for your listening and your support and your following and everything else. Be sure to subscribe to us on social media. We're on pretty much any platform. Just search for it, listen to their screams, or listen the number two and screams, and you'll find us. Lots of good stuff posted there. All the news and birthdays and stuff that we have on here, but we also post additional stuff, and we do post some newsworthy stuff when it's just too good to hold on to. So check that out. So before we close and get out of here, Ike, anything you want to add?
I think the big thing is as we approach the Christmas holiday season, I hope everyone is staying safe and visiting family. And if you don't celebrate the holidays, which is totally understandable, hopefully you're still doing something that brings you joy. Also, very excited about Five Nights at Freddy's too. I'm such a huge fan of Five Nights. It's not even funny. I rewatched the first movie already, we're going to watch the movie the day that this episode comes out, which is Thursday. We're going to go to a late showing on Thursday, because Kayla doesn't have to work on Friday, and then I don't go in until later. Now, I do have a dentist appointment that morning, so that'll be fun, going off a little sleep, but I think I'll be all right.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I'm very, very excited to see it. This is definitely up my alley. As somebody who was on the internet in the 2010s, the Five Nights at Freddy's is such a huge, huge monumental game, and just seeing that it's gotten so much love with the first movie and with another movie literally about to come out with plans to make more, I'm so stoked. Not even remotely funny how stoked I am.
Well, all right then. Good for you. And I will watch it. I'm sure I will enjoy it, but maybe not to the level. I'm not as invested as you are, but that's okay. That's what it's all about. And we get to gauge the across the board appeal for it. And if someone who's not as familiar with this franchise and in as invested, we get to see what, how that works for us, for me. So there you go. That is coming next episode. So until then, guys, wherever you go and wherever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.